Okay, a little gittin. So yesterday we went through all the nafkaminas between the different ways of understanding when you have diol gabe diol, ksavol gabe ksav. I just did it with my high school shiur this morning. They were getting bored of all the nafkaminas. They didn't like it so much. Diol gabe diol, you have black ink on top of black ink. So which is the real ksav? When the top ink is lishma, so which is the real one? Is the real ksav the top ink? Is the real ksav the bottom ink? Rav Asher said the real ksav is a combination of both. And we went through the seven nafkaminas. I want to move on to a different section now. That was the fourth section of this sugya. I want to move on now to the fifth section of this sugya. And that is, what about sikra al gabe dio? What about when you have red on top of black? So we had in the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish daf yotas amid aleph. Right, when you have sikra al gabe dio, amri la chayiv v'amri la pater. Some say you're chayiv, some say you're pater. L'gabe what? We're talking about Hilcha Shabbos. That if you write red on top of black, so machlokas whether you're chayiv or pater for having red on top of black. Why would you be chayiv? So what is it? Is it kosev? Is it mochek? So what is it? So amri la chayiv mochekhu. The svar to say you're chayiv is that it's mochek, not that it's kosev. That it's a violation of erasing. Amri la pater mekalkelhu. And the one that says you're pater says yes, you're erasing, but it's mekalkel. And because it's done in a destructive way, you're not chayiv for it. No one holds it's kosev. Neither opinion holds that it's kosev, that writing red on black is kosev. Why? Because you've clearly degraded the writing. The writing was black, now you put red on top of it, you made it worse. That's not kosev. There were letters here that were strong, now there are letters here that are weak. That's not kosev. Mochek, though, is the machlokas. Good. So one sheet that says yechayiv, the other one says mekalkel. So obviously what we need to figure out is, why would you say that the sheet that says yechayiv obviously holds that it's not called mekalkel? So why does he think it's not called mekalkel? And why? And once we understand that, then why? What is mekalkel about it? Why does the other sheet hold? Meaning, what are they arguing about? Are they arguing metzias? They're arguing whether it's really destructive or not? No, they know what the metzias is. They're arguing about some halachic definition of mekalkel. That's one factor to keep in mind. Another factor to keep in mind is we know that in order to be chayiv for mochek, and we discussed this a little bit last week, but we know in order to be chayiv for mochek, it's not good enough to just erase. Mochek is one of those malachos, there are a few like this, that it has to be almanas. That it's mochek almanas, lichtov. Erasing alone is not a malacha. Erasing almanas, lichtov is a malacha. So when you write red on top of black, you want to tell me it's mochek? Where's the almanas lichtov? Where's the mochek almanas lichtov? The red that you put there is not called ksav, we just said. It's not called kosev. So where's the almanas lichtov? How can you say that you're chayiv from mochek? These are the two issues we need to discuss. And the third issue we need to discuss is how related are issues number one and two. I don't know if that counts as a third issue. It's like choice A, choice B, or choice C is A and B, right? So how related are issues one and two? Is the idea of mochek almanas lichtov connected or not connected to the idea of mekalkel, of whether ksav, whether one violates kosev with mekalkel? So let's see Rashi again. Again, we saw this last week. We just want to add in a couple of new haras over here. So let's take a Rashi. Mocheku. So says Rashi, velo kosev, it's not kosev, shemitchila haya kosev hagun me'ata. Because beforehand it was written better than it is now. Now it's written in a way that is a little bit of red, it's not so good. Before it was written in black, which was very good. And then the other shita says, no, it's not mochek because mekalkelhu. Says Rashi, v'havele kimochek almanas shelo lichtov. Huge words in Rashi right there. What does that mean? V'havele kimochek almanas shelo lichtov. What's he trying to explain? What's the Dibra Maschil? He's trying to explain what makes this mekalkel. So what makes it mekalkel? Because it's like you're erasing shelo almanas lichtov. Yeah, I didn't ask you if it's mochek shalom menas lichtov. I want to know why it's mekalkel. Rashi apparently makes this connection, that the fact that it's mochek without almanas lichtov is what makes it mekalkel. Ulamanda mechayev, lava mekalkel kol kach. Aye, what's the other shita going to hold? It's not so mekalkel. Shari ksavo nikr. Because the ksav is still nikr. Every word of this Rashi needs biur. Every word of this Rashi needs explanation. What makes it mekalkel is the fact that it's not almanas lichtov. Why is that mekalkel? Isn't mekalkel being destructive? And the shita that holds it's not mekalkel holds, it's not so mekalkel? What does that mean? Why should the fact that it's not so, it's still mekalkel, no? It's still, is it better than it was before? No, it's worse than it was before. Isn't that the definition of mekalkel? What does he mean by that? That it's because it's not total destruction, therefore it's not mekalkel. Very, very difficult Rashi. Good? Take a look at Tosfos. Mocheku, the bottom Tosfos. We saw this last week. V'chashiv le mochek al menas lichtov. It's considered mochek al menas lichtov. Dimistama omeid lachzor v'lichtov lov b'diyo. Because probably you're going to write on top of the red again. You'll write with black ink on top of the red. Now again, he's explaining the shita that it is mochek. So if you're going to say it is mochek, you have to say it's not mekalkel, and that it's al menas lichtov. So he explained, it's al menas lichtov because you're going to put black ink on top of it. So why isn't it mekalkel? Umekalkel lo havi, dalak siva zos take siva elyona rishuma nikar tfei, mishimaisa tachtona levada. And it's also not mekalkel because it's still, now you've set it up so that when you put black on top of that red, it's going to be a stronger black than it would have been had you not put the red there in between the two layers of black. Matthias, is that true? I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that. If you have black, red, black, is that necessarily going to make a stronger top black than if we were just black and black? I don't know. I don't know how colors work. I don't know how ink works. Is it like that it mixes? It probably depends if you write it when the red is still wet or if you write it when it's dry already. If you write it when it's dry already, it probably doesn't make any difference in the color because you're just covering it. It's like saying, you know, now that these papers are covering this Gemara, you know, it changes the quality of the color of this paper. No, it's just totally covering the black on over here doesn't change the quality of the color. I'm just putting something on top of it. As a metzius, it's a little hard to understand. It sounds like it's got to be when it's wet. I understand. And when it's wet, if you mix red with black, what does that do? Metzius, does it lighten the black or does it darken the black? What is it? Black is all colors. Right, black is not the absence of color, it's a mixture of colors. So when you put more color into black, it lightens it? Or does it just adding color to it? What? Maybe it is darker, because maybe it's just more color in the black. What? Yeah, we got to do an experiment. I thought white was the absence of color. Yeah, doing what?
TV show. I remember it correctly. Baby Einstein.
Baby Einstein. Studies show that Baby Einstein doesn't actually make any kids smarter. You know that? Yeah. But kids who watch Baby Einstein are smarter than other kids, because usually it's parents who care about their kids being smart who show their kids Baby Einstein. So, and usually parents who care about their kids being smart are smart themselves. So, genetically, the kids are just smarter. But as doesn't actually have any effect on the children. Okay, but that's beside the point. That's not so nogea, it's Tosfos. So, we have to make a chart over here, because I like to chart things out. What are the issues we need to solve? We have two shitos. We have a shita that holds that it's mochek, and a shita that holds that it's not mochek, right? That you're pater. So, within the shita that it's mochek, you're going to need to explain, you're going to need to deal with mekalkel. Within each shita, you need to deal with, is it mekalkel or is it not mekalkel? Why yes, why no? And also whether it's mochek al menas lichtov. Meaning, to say that it's a violation of mochek, it has to not be mekalkel, and it has to yes be al menas lichtov. Right? In order to make it work, it has to not be mekalkel, and yes al menas lichtov. To say that it's putter, it needs to either be mekalkel, or be not al menas lichtov. You only need one or the other, right? In order to be putter. However, the Gemara said the shita that holds that it's pater, we know why he holds that. I mean, theoretically, even if it's not mekalkel, as long as it's shalom menas lichtov, you could be pater. But the Gemara said that the guy who holds your pater holds that you're pater because of mekalkel, not because it's shalom menas lichtov. So it's already rigged. We know that the shita that holds pater is going to have to say that it's mekalkel. We just have to figure out why. So I guess the way to do it is to really make two separate charts. To say, make one chart within the shita that holds mochek, right? You have to go Rashi and Tosfos. So according to Rashi, Rashi's going to have to say the shita that holds mochek, both Rashi and Tosfos are going to have to say that it's not mekalkel and that it is al menas lichtov. So according to Rashi, why is it not mekalkel?
Why is it not mekalkel according to Rashi? The shita that holds that you are chayiv. So, according to Rashi, we're going to say that it's mekalkel. He says it's kim mochik almanas shalolichtov, right? But again, if you're chayiv, we hold that it's not mekalkel. If we're saying you're chayiv, that means we hold that it's not mekalkel. The shita that holds chayiv, when Rashi says almanas lichtov, he's explaining the shita that holds that it is mekalkel. What about the shita that holds that it's not mekalkel, that you're chayiv for this? So why are you chayiv? Why isn't it mekalkel? What did Rashi say? Rashi told us. What did he say? Come on, what did he say? It's in that same Rashi. Good. It's not complete destruction. It's not mekalkel kolkach. It's not total destruction. Good. So that's why it's not mekalkel. It's not complete destruction. Aye, but if you're going to be chayiv, it's got to be mochek al menas lichtov. Where's your mochek al menas lichtov? Does Rashi say anything? Nothing. Doesn't say anything. So we're going to have to fill in that box on our own. According to Tosfos, the shita that holds that you're chayiv, the shita that holds that it's mochek, aye, isn't it mekalkel? Why isn't it mekalkel? Why isn't it mekalkel? Because when you write over it again, it will be darker. Right? When you write again, when you write an upper layer, it will be darker. So that's not mekalkel. Why is it almanas lichtov? Why is it almanas lichtov according to Tosfos? What did Tosfos say? It's what he started with. Right? Probably when you added red on top of the black. You were probably planning on putting more black on top of it. You added the red almanas to add more black. So the way it turns out, when we're trying to explain the shita that says that you're chayiv for mochek, Rashi and Tosfos filled us in on all of the svaras except for one. Rashi never told us why it's called mochek almanas lichtov. Why is it yes mochek almanas lichtov? He told us why it's not mekalkel. He didn't, and Tosfos told us both why it's not mekalkel and why it is mochek al menas lichtov. But Rashi never told us why, in his opinion, it's mochek al menas lichtov. Now, can you just take Tosfos' explanation of why it's mochek al menas lichtov and transfer it to Rashi? And say, yeah, Rashi will hold it's al menas lichtov because probably you're going to add black on top of the red. It's a chiddush, though, for Rashi to plug that into Rashi, because who says you're going to add black on top of the red? Tosfos said it, but like, that's quite a chiddush to suggest that that's the plan all along. So to read that into Rashi when Rashi doesn't say it is going to be a little bit of a chiddush. So there are really two ways to go with Rashi. One way to go with Rashi, to fill in this box of mochek al menas lichtov, of why is it mochek al menas lichtov, is to say that Rashi says like Tosfos, something like that. He says that in some way it's al menas lichtov, like Tosfos. Either exactly Tosfos svar is something like it, in some way it's al menas lichtov. Something like Tosfos. The other way to go is to say that you don't need almanas lichtov. What? You don't need mochek almanas lichtov? That's my an apikoros or something? Like I'm just erasing Hilchos Shabbos? I just start ripping out pages from Rabbi Ribiat's book? Like what does that mean? You don't need mochek almanas lichtov. What did Rashi do with his first few words? He made a very significant connection. When he described the shita that it is mekalkel, what did he say? And when it is mekalkel, it's ki mochek al menas shelo lichtov. What's he telling you? These aren't two separate requirements. The idea of mochek al menas lichtov, you know what that's a fancy way of saying? You could say it in one Hebrew word. Mesaking. It's productive. Mochek al menas lichtov means you're erasing in a productive way. One way to erase in a productive way is by erasing the letters to make room for more letters. That's productive. And there are other ways to erase productively also. So maybe this is called that you're erasing in a productive way. Maybe it's just the other side of the... Meaning, how could Rashi not explain how this is mochek al menas lichtov? He just explains why it's not mekalkel. But he doesn't explain how it's mochek al menas lichtov. Maybe Rashi feels that he doesn't need to explain that because it's the same thing. Once he explained that it's not complete destruction means it's not mekalkel. And once it's not mekalkel, it means that it's mochek al menas lichtov.
not literally, there's no requirement that you actually literally have to be able to write on it. Mocha Amras Lichtov is an example of how to make mechika in a way that's productive. Right, because it doesn't have to be literally Almanas Lichtov. Mochek Almanas Lichtov is an example of how to erase in a non-destructive way. The whole key is that to be chayiv for erasing, you can't be destructive. How do you erase without being destructive? With Mochek Almanas Lichtov, the fact that it's still barely recognizable. It's not completely destructive. So it doesn't have to be Mochek Almanas Lichtov. That makes it not destructive, and that's good enough. Right? It's not a separate requirement. So again, Rashi doesn't tell us, but those are two possibilities of how you can go with Rashi. That's within the shita that you chayiv. What about the shita that you pater from mochek? So again, we got to make a chart. And I'm doing this as we speak. You make a chart. Mochek, if you hold that you pater from mochek. So again, you can have Rashi, you can have Tosfos, and you're going to have to explain, if you pater, why it's either or, you don't need both. Either what? No, what are the two things? Mekalkel. Or, right, and the key is that it's an or, mochek shelo al menas lichtov. In order to be pater, it needs to be one or the other. You don't need both. So now, according to Rashi, the shita that holds that you are pater mishum mochek holds that it's mekalkel. Why is it mekalkel? Because the quality went down. It's mekalkel because it was black, now red. That's obviously mekalkel. Why is it mochek shelo al menas lichtov? Is it necessarily mochek shelo al menas lichtov? It doesn't have to be. Once you said it's mekalkel, you're good, right? But what did Rashi do? It's mekalkel, and that makes it kim mochek shelo al menas lichtov. Which means that Rashi is telling us that the two are the same requirement. They're one and the same. That Rashi is telling us that mochek shelo al menas lichtov is not really a separate requirement. Mochek shelo al menas lichtov just means that if you want to be pater, you have to be mochek in a destructive way. So as soon as it's destructive, it doesn't matter whether you plan, even if Tosfos is right that you plan on writing black on it afterwards, but right now you were destructive, and therefore it's mekalkel. According to Tosfos, does Tosfos explain? Tosfos explains to the Shita that it is mochek. Right? That you're chayiv for mochek. And he explains why it's not mekalkel. And he explains why it's yes al menas lichtov. But he doesn't explain the shita that holds that you're pater. He says nothing in the shita that holds that you're pater. So in order to make Tosfos work, Tosfos is going to have to explain to us the shita that holds your pater mishum mochek. What's he going to do? Is he going to say that you're pater because it's mekalkel? Or is he going to say you're pater because it's shalom maslichtov? So now give me a svara. What do you think? Is there a way to say that this is mekalkel? That you're pater because it's mekalkel when you put red on top of black? So you could just say, Rashi svara, that yeah, you're mekalkel because you put red on top of black, you lowered the quality of the ink. Or you could say, you have no plan for writing later. And since you have no plan, meaning Tosfos mechadish this idea that mistama, you only put the red there to put black on later. That's within the shita that you chayiv mishum mochek. Maybe the shita that you're not chayiv mishum mochek, that your pater holds, who says mistama you're going to write in it later? Who says that mistama that's your plan? It would turn out, according to Tosfos, that the two deos are just arguing about an umdana. Do we assume mistama you plan on writing later or not? Not the most lamdish machlokas in the world. Right, according to Tosfos. If that's how we explain Tosfos. Or maybe, Tosfos will say, why did we think it wasn't mekalkel? Because you plan on writing on it later, and this is going to be something that helps. Why did we say it's mochek al menas lichtov, according to the one that you're chayiv? Because you plan on writing later. Right? Maybe there's something about the definition of mekalkel that we could say that they're arguing about. Maybe the shita that said that when you Tosfos, when he explained the shita that you chayiv mishum mochek, says, why isn't it mekalkel? Because since you plan on writing on it later, even though right now you have something that's a lesser quality than you had before, but you're going to write later, that makes it that it's not mekalkel, because you're going to, it's now better for later. Maybe the shita that holds that your pater will say, I know you're going to write later. I don't argue on your umdana. Of course, you're going to write in it later. Why wouldn't you? You're going to write in it later. It's still mekalkel. Why is it still mekalkel? Maybe when I'm defining what this malacha is, I don't look at later. I look at now. And right now, did you do good or did you not do good? Did you add something or did you not add something? Right now, you undoubtedly have a lower quality ksiva than you had before. Period. End of story. So again, Tosfos could say that the 2 days in the Gemara are arguing about an umdana. Do you plan on writing later? That's what they're arguing about. Do you have a plan? Do you not have a plan? Or he could say they're not arguing about an umdana. Everyone thinks you plan on writing later. They're arguing about what the definition of mekalkel is. Is mekalkel viewed in the long term, or is mekalkel viewed in the short term? Shita that says that Yechayv says it's not mekalkel because we take a long term view. Shita says Yupater says it is mekalkel because we take a short term view. Yeah.
According to that, there's no such thing as mochagam naslechtim.
What do you mean there's no such thing?
It doesn't exist. That concept doesn't exist.
Sure it does.
In the future.
Mochagam naslechtim is definitely a long term view. It definitely would be. But again, in order to say Yechayv, you need to say both that it's not mekalkel and that you're being almanas lichtov, right? So you have almanas lichtov over here, definitely, and everyone would agree you have almanas lichtov. Both shittos and gemara, it's mochek almanas lichtov. In order to say that you're putter, according to Tosfos, it could still be mochek almanas lichtov, but it's mekalkel, and that's why you're putter. You only need either or, right? The difference between saying that you're chayiv and saying that you're putter is that to say that you're chayiv, you need both. You need it to be not mekalkel. And you need it to be, yes, almanas lichtov. In order to say that you're pater, you just need either that it's shalom almanas lichtov, or that it's mekalkel. Again, assuming they're different concepts, which is what Tosfos seems to assume. So if these are two independent concepts, so they can work with different rules. Almanas lichtov is a long-term view. And in Ochinami, when you write red on top of black, long-term, it is almanas lichtov. You know what? You could still be pater. How so? As long as you're mekalkel. And mekalkel could be viewed in the short term. Within Tosfos here. Yeah.
So then it's because it's mekalkel, even though you're going to write in the future. Even though you're going to write in the future, it's still it's mekalkel.
Right. Because it could be that with the way we define mekalkel is right now. Did you do something destructive to it, or
with that should I ever hold that there's a case that that in the future if you're mochek al manas lichtov that you'd be chayev?
Yeah, mochek al manas lichtov is if I erase the letters entirely, it could be a tikkun to have clean paper. And having that is a tikkun. The fact that I have a paper that now could be used for writing. When you grab a piece of paper because you want to write something and there's already writing on it, what do? You reach for a different piece of paper because you'd rather have a clean sheet of paper. So that could be the tikkun, just the fact that it's clear right now. But when I still have writing there, it's just a worse writing, so then it's pure makalka.
So
yeah.
Who would Rashi seem to say, just Rashi to say that it's like, it's makalka.
Again, Rashi's explaining the Shita when he says that it's not complete destruction. He's explaining the opinion in the Gemara that you're chayiv for mochek. So he's saying, oh, you're chayiv? Why? Because it's not so mekalkel. It wasn't destructive enough to be called mekalkel. Now, what you also see is that Rashi holds the definition of mekalkel, and we discussed this a little bit last week. Does mekalkel mean complete destruction, or does mekalkel mean a net negative? Or maybe mekalkel just means no net positive. Meaning, is there a din called mekalkel, or is it just a din that to be a malacha, it has to be something productive? So when it's thoroughly unproductive, either a zero or a negative, that's already called mekalkel? Or do you say, no, mekalkel means complete destruction. and you're being completely destructive in the way that you're doing something. So Rashi seems to say, well, it's not complete destruction. And if it's not complete destruction, that's already not mekalkel. Meaning mekalkel is defined only as complete and total destruction. Tosfos says, according to the Shita of Ichayev, why is it not mekalkel? Because you're actually making it better. Because you're actually making it better, which means that if you're making it any worse, probably he would call that mekalkel. So the only reason this is not mekalkel is because you're really making it better. It's going to be better when you write the black on top of it. It's going to be stronger. So it sounds like if you're making it any worse whatsoever, and maybe, even if you're leaving it the same, even if it didn't change it at all, didn't have any effect, that would also be called mekalkel. Maybe. Misvara, at least. So take a look at Rav Asher on page Kuf Zayin. Page Kuf Zayin in the packets. So he starts by quoting Rashi, Tosfos, and he points out fundamental problems in Rashi. Rashi's association of Mekalkel to Mochik Shalom and Aslichtov, what does one have to do with the other? Right, Rashi explains, oh, why is it Mekalkel? Because it's Kim Mochik Almanash Shalolichtov. Huh, what does that have to do with it? And if it's Kim Mochik Shalom and Aslichtov, then why would you say that Yechayiv? Even if it's not Mekalkel, if it's not so destructive, like we just said before, that's not enough. In order to be Chayiv, you needed to be not Mekalkel, and you needed to be Al Manas Luchtov. Right, that was the blank box in our Rashi chart. How is Rashi going to explain why it's Mochek Al Manas Luchtov? So if you look in the top left hand column, says Rav Asher, and this we were mechavin to last week, so I just wanted to show you inside that we were on the right track. V'nira l'chora, d'nechlik hu Rashi Tosus p'ptur Mochek Shalom Manas Luchtov. Im avi mishum mekalkel. Why is someone potter when it's mochek shalom and aslichtov? Is it because of mekalkel that when it's shalom and aslichtov, that by definition is called mekalkel? De kol mochek havi mekalkel be'etzem. That anytime you erase something, normally that's a destructive act to erase something. You had something perfectly good there. You had, let's say, you have this sefer, it's written beautifully, and I start erasing things. So I'm ruining it, I'm defacing it, I'm taking away all of its value by erasing it. That's mekalkel. But if I'm erasing something because I want to write something better in its place, then it's kemesakein. And when it's not al menas lichtov, it's mekalkel. Meaning, there's no rule called mochek al menas lichtov. Those are just examples of mekalkel, of the broader rule called mekalkel. Oh, or maybe no. Tosus would say, d'zet suras hamalacha umahusa. Mochik al menas lichtov is the way to define the malacha of mochik. It is not just a fancy word for mesakein. Mochik al menas lichtov is a part of what mochik means. Umochik shalom menas lichtov, it's not that it's malacha in a mekalkel way when it's shalom menas lichtov. No. Lo havei malacha klal. It's not a malacha at all when it's shalom menas lichtov. The definition of the malacha is that it has to be al menas. What if you could pull off such a trick where you do mochik shalom al menas lichtov, but it was productive? It wasn't destructive. Mochik without the plan of writing in it, but you were productive. Mesakin mitamacher, you were productive in some other way. And take this on any al menas melacha. Let's say there are a few malachas that are almanas. What are the other malachas that are almanas? Korea is only Korea if it's almanas litvar. Soser is only Soser. Almanas livnos. So are those all fancy ways of just saying that you're not being mekalkel? Korea, normally, to tear something is destructive. To destroy something, Soser is normally destructive. Destroying is normally destructive. Achidish, right? It's normally destructive. In order to make it not destructive, it has to be almanas livnos. It has to be almanas litvar. Or do you say, no, mekalkel is a separate rule. Part of the shem melacha is that it has to be almanas. Let's say I'm tofer, it's not almanas, I'm korea rather, it's not almanas litfar. I have no plans to be tofer, but I'm being korea in a constructive way. It's constructive even though it's not almanas litfon. Because I'm tearing it in such a way where now I make, I now make two perfectly good begadim by tearing it just along the lines or whatever. I made it good by tearing it. It was too big and I tore it to make it just right. That's a separate issue. But let's even assume that I need to actually want to be tofer. I have no plans of being tofer. I tore something because it was too big and I tore it down to size. So now I'm not going to stitch it at all. But I was misakein. So do you say that, well, you only need almanas litfor so that it won't be mekalkel? Over here it's not mekalkel anyway. Or do you say, no, almanas litfor is part of the shei melacha. V'zeh nira shorish machlokas Rashi Tosfos b'sugin. That's machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi sphere laid the kol p'tor mochik shal almanas litfor mishum de mekalkelu. Rashi holds that almanas litfor is the same svara as mekalkel. It's the same idea, it's the same principle at work. V'zeh mashkas of the kivim de mekalkelu have a kimochik almanas lichtov shalom almanas lichtov. When it's mekalkel, Rashi says, "Oh, that's the same as mochik shalom almanas lichtov." Why is it the same? Because it was destructive. That's all you need. Makes no difference whether you actually plan on writing or not. You were destructive. That's all you need. Toso savri de mosachritiu. It's a separate issue. And even if you were misakin, you're still going to need binan shei almanas lichtov. You're still going to need that you have almanas lichtov, and that's why pirshut the b'sukra al gabi diyo have almanas lichtov. Tosus has to say, why does Tosus have to give two explanations? Tosus says, oh, why is it when you write red on top of black that it's not mekalkel? It's not mekalkel because it will make the next black layer darker. Why does he then also have to explain why it's almanas lichtov? Okay, once it's not mekalkel, why do I even need almanas lichtov? No, but Tosfos has to explain it. And it's almanas lichtov because mistami, you're going to write on top of it. The fact that you need such an explanation tells you that the two aren't the same. He needs to explain each one individually. Now here's the part that we weren't mechavin to on our own. He says, this is Rashi and Tosfos l'shitasam. Because Rashi, Tosos, Masechah Shabbos, Tafayim Gimel, Korea Almanas Litfor, Tosos says, Pater, why? Lo Mishum Davi Mekalkel. When you Korea, not with the intention of sewing it up. Why you Pater? Not because you're Mekalkel. El Mishum De Lo Havi Bechlal Melacha Bechi Agavna. Tosos says, because Korea Shalom Almanas Litfor is not a Melacha. What does that tell you? I don't care whether it's mekalkel or not. Even if it's misakein, it's not the shei melacha. This is a separate issue. Why is it not a melacha? Because when they did it in the Mishkan, it was always almanas litfor. So it's not a melacha when it's not almanas litfor. Rashi, Shabbos taflam and alvim beis. Why, when you're korea shalom almanas litfor, are you pater? Mekalkel. Because when you're korea shalom almanas litfor, you're being destructive. What? It's not the malacha. No, there's no. It has nothing to do with shei malacha. It is a malacha even when it's shalom nas litbar. It's just that normally it's destructive. And if you could come up with a way to be korea that's constructive, but it's lo al nas litbar, says Rashi, you're going to be chayv. Says Tosfos, hotter, because lo al nas litbar is part of the shei malacha. Good. That's Rashi and Tosfos. Now, that's one way to explain Rashi. But maybe we could explain Rashi differently also. Maybe Rashi just means that since you're being mekalkel, when you write sikra al gabi diyo, when you write red on top of black, since that's a kilkel in the melech saksiva, because previously it was a perfectly good ksav, now it's a bad ksav, mimela, that's kimochik shalom almanas lichtov. Why? Because the red that you just wrote on top of the black is not a ksav. Meaning, normally when you write black on red, let's say, so why was that? Why are you chayv for mochik when you write black on red? Where's the mochik almanas lichtov? When you write black on top of red. Because the black letters themselves are ksiva. That itself is ksav. So it was mochek the red almanas lichtov because the black itself is. Maybe what Rashi is saying is when you put red on top of black, since the red degrades the quality, so the red's not going to be kosev. And because the red is mekalkel, that's explaining why it's not kosev. Why it's not kosev? It's mekalkel. It degrades the quality of the writing, and that's why it's called shalom nas lichtov. We don't have these chalomos that Tosfos has that the guy's going to come back with black ink later and write over it. That doesn't say anything about that over here. No, this is it. He's done now. Was the erasing of the black, the lower layer of ink, of the black, was that almanas lichtov? No. You know why? Because the red is not ksav. So it's not almanas lichtov. Aye, what about the shita that holds that you're chayiv? He also holds that the red's not ksav. You're not chayiv for kosev. Everyone agrees you're not chayiv for kosev. How could you be chayiv for mochek? Ah, it's not almanas lichtov. The red wasn't kosev. The red's not ksav at all. If you're learning Rashi this way, how's he going to explain it? So maybe what you have to say is that the definition of ksav for to violate the malacha of kosev is different than the definition of ksav to be mochek almanas lichtov. Meaning, mochek almanas lichtov does not mean that you are erasing in such a way that it's almanas to do what we would call the malacha of kosev on Shabbos. It means you're doing a mechika almanas to have some sort of writing done on top. But that writing may not be strong enough to be chayiv from malacha of kosev on Shabbos. But you know what it is strong enough to do? It's strong enough to make your mechika an almanas lichtov. And that's what red on top of black might be. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. That the shita that holds that you're chayiv for mochek will say it's mochek almanas lichtov. You know why? Because the red is strong enough to be chayiv for mochek almanas lichtov. It's not enough to be ksiva on Shabbos, but it's enough to make the erasing of the black a mochek almanas lichtov. The shita that holds that you're pater will say no, it's not. If it's not ksiv on Shabbos, then it's not ksiv for mochek almanas lichtov, and therefore you don't have mochek almanas lichtov. It's pater. And Rashi may agree to Tosos if you learn this way that mekalkel and mochek almanas lichtov are two separate issues; that they're completely different issues. He just calls it kim mochek almanas lichtov. He's trying to show why the red is in the ksiva. Personally, I like the first explanation of Rashi a lot better. That they're arguing whether Mekalkel and Mochek Almanas Lichtov are the same principle, whether Mochek Almanas Lichtov is just an application of the principle of Mekalkel, or it's a separate principle. But one could at least suggest that Rashi is saying otherwise. Okay, we'll leave it at that for today. Have a great day.